Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. A house explosion in American Fork with one woman dead, another with just minor injuries. Fire investigators are now trying to figure out what happened. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe begins our live team coverage from American Fork. Amy?
Maria, this was around 5:50 this morning with a huge blast waking up neighbors, sending debris flying over half a mile around this neighborhood. This is just off Main Street in American Fork in an area with duplexes and other smaller, older homes. Fire Battalion Chief Brandon Beauchard says they got the fire knocked out pretty quickly, but then they found a victim buried under the debris.
We brought her out. Started rescue efforts, but we were unable to revive that patient. She was deceased.
Beauchard says another woman also walked out of the other side of the duplex.
I cannot explain how she survived. She was able to just walk right out.
We know still that the state fire marshals are on scene investigating. Beauchard says they may have more answers later today, but for now, he wasn't even able to guess at what started this violent house explosion. Reporting live in American Fork, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Neighbors are reacting to this morning's home explosion. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Jordan Haight lives about a block from the explosion. He says between the loud boom and his walls shaking, he almost fell out of bed.
I've never seen anything like this before. I mean, when I was in California, the fires, there was ash all around, but nothing as big as this.
Janae and Jason Rivera live just west of the duplex. They say the explosion also shook them and their kids awake right before they looked out and saw the smoke and flames.
I thought someone crashed into our house. It was loud. It shook. It was crazy. Yeah, we literally checked every floor. Our kids were checking their rooms. We didn't know what happened.
Rivera says while they were all a little shaken by what happened, they feel especially for their neighbor who knew a lot of people on that block behind them. In American Fork, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Two junior high school students were taken into custody this morning in Taylorsville after police say they were firing shots from a handgun. Granite School District says the kids left Westlake Junior High's temporary Taylorsville campus before firing that weapon, but the campus still spent about 15 minutes on lockout protocol. Taylorsville police say they responded to reports of shots fired at a field nearby and took the two into custody. Taylorsville community members are left grieving after 21-year-old Alex Franco was shot and killed over the weekend. Taylorsville police officer Lieutenant Aaron Cheshire says Alex met up with three teenagers in a neighborhood Sunday. One of them shot and killed him and then sped off.
Alex knew at least one of the people and got into the vehicle willfully. Two juveniles have been booked in to detention.
Police haven't released any possible motivation for that shooting yet. The FBI is investigating after a man got into a flight out of Salt Lake City without a ticket. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Police say Wycliffe Florizard was removed from a Delta flight headed for Austin, Texas, after it was discovered he didn't have a ticket. Police documents show he had a boarding pass when passing through TSA, just not for the flight he got on. Florizard told police his friend gave him a buddy pass for a Southwest flight, but it was full, so he decided to hop on the other one. CBS reports there is security camera footage of him secretly using his phone to take pictures of other people's boarding passes to get on the plane. He first tried to hide in the bathroom, but when he got out, no seats were open for him to take. He's currently in police custody. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Lawmakers in the House have reached an agreement to avert a partial government shutdown. Now, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will be moving closer today to bringing the bill to the floor. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more.
At a GOP press conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the bill text for the government funding package should be released by Wednesday afternoon. Johnson says Republicans secured wins in the bill, but refused to elaborate on a path forward for Ukraine funding in the House. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced their most ambitious vehicle emission standards for model years 2027 to 2032. It signals an industry-wide pivot towards providing climate-friendly cars, including electric vehicles. During their formal announcement today, John Bozzella, the president and CEO for Alliance for Automotive Innovation, appeared alongside EPA officials to praise the new standards, but calling them some of the strictest standards in history.
Will these standards be challenging? Yes. Very much so. The requirements in 2032, they're especially daunting.
In a statement, President Biden said 3 years ago he set the ambitious target that half of all new cars and trucks sold in 2030 would be zero emission. Other national stories KSL is following. Several news outlets are reporting smoke coming from the top of a skyscraper in New York City near the World Trade Center, but Fox 5 in New York says it's a 72-story building on Greenwich Street. Firefighters are responding. They say the fire is contained to the building's HVAC system. There is no word yet on if there are any casualties. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. It's a beautiful day for a drive. And what traffic is out on the Valley freeways? It's rolling along and looking good. No problems there or on our main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
BYU, Duquesne.
Jackson Robinson will pull and fire and score from three again.
Special extended pregame starts Thursday morning at 9 on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I just elevated my checking account with Utah Community Credit Union. Tim, I'm so blown away at what I get with my elevated checking account at UCCU. I get so many benefits. I get cell phone protection and roadside assistance. The one that blows me away the most is telehealth. I actually get zero copay telehealth with my checking account from UCCU.
Did you know you also get a 0.25% loan discount? It's one of the many things. And if you like to travel or you're on the road quite a bit, a free ATM nationwide, 30,000 ATM locations that you can use while you're out.
Utah basketball star Walker Kessler and Utah Community Credit Union have come together to announce this brand new elevated checking account with more benefits, more savings, more online protections than ever before.
Yeah, there's even something for dark web monitoring, which I have never heard of before, but you can find out more by just going to uccu.com.
And open an elevated checking account online or stop by any branch.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
From The Simpsons to Spider-Man and Mission Impossible to Men in Black, Danny Elfman has composed some of your favorite film and TV scores. March 22nd and 23rd, hear his iconic musical stylings as the Utah Symphony performs Danny Elfman's Percussion Concerto. In this highly anticipated concert, the symphony is joined by one of the greatest percussionists in the world, Colin Currie. Prepare to be amazed as he jumps from drums to xylophone to vibraphone and more. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at utahsymphony.org. On March 29th and 30th, hear a violinist at the top of her game. International competition winner Serena Huang is making her debut with the Utah Symphony, performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. It's one of his most popular pieces, but so difficult that it's only attempted by the top violinists. Feel the energy in your limbs as the violinist's bow dances across your strings. It's monumental, dramatic, and selling fast. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org.
Don't miss the Utah Symphony performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Common Spirit Health, hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story this hour, firefighters are still looking into what caused an explosion in American Fork this morning that left one woman dead. KSL News Time 1208. Salt Lake City's Redevelopment Agency is laying out its vision for Japantown as the city tries to balance cultural preservation and downtown development. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
The West Quarter project is already underway with a parking structure on First South, also known as Japantown Street. It's part of the downtown master plan to support the Salt Palace, Delta Center, and future retail options. But leaders from the Japantown community have asked the board to not make them into a forgotten alley. Senior project manager Corinne Piazza says they're pursuing a shared vision of celebrating Japantown on that street with a streamlined walkway and some added features.
These are your benches and bollards that may have great design to them, history and storytelling elements that talk about this historical importance of the area, and art elements as well.
Funding has not yet been secured for the estimated $7.5 million project. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The Cache County clerk is resigning after a controversial term. His office was investigated by Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson after finding evidence of election fraud. David Benson announced his resignation after he certified the Democratic primary election results Monday. An election for his seat will be held in November. Plans for a Weber County inland port have been pushed back. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson reports the holdup is centered around wetlands in the area.
It's a delicate balance to try and develop some of the wetlands of the Great Salt Lake. Many have expressed environmental concerns, and that's why they're taking this extra time to reevaluate the plans. They feel confident that they will get it right. Executive Director for the Utah Inland Port Authority, Ben Hart, says the port will actually be a value add for the area.
Some of those funds will actually go back to the protection of the wetlands and the Great Salt Lake itself in the area.
The approval was supposed to happen next week, but now they will wait until May. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Utes men's basketball team got a win late last night in the first round of the NIT, knocking out UC Irvine out of the tournament. Utes head coach Craig Smith says it feels good to hit the 20-win mark.
So a lot of good efforts from a lot of people, but I just thought we played really, really hard.
The Utes now host the Iowa Hawkeyes in the second round over the weekend. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
We are looking at a quiet start to our noontime drive. Valley Freeway traffic, normal KSL travel times throughout the valley. No accidents or delays. Our main secondaries in pretty good shape. Now, we have had some busy and slower traffic southbound on State Street. This is not uncommon for this area between 1700 and 2100 south. But overall, nice and quiet. No crashes on your main secondaries as well. The Easter Bunny is coming to Jordan Landing Shopping Center. Bring the family March 23rd through the 30th to visit the Easter Bunny. Professional photos for purchase. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure gaining more ground today. That'll push temperatures to 68 by afternoon. Sunny skies. That's a solid 11 above the normal. Overnight, dipping off to 44, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, 67, partly cloudy, and a slight chance for a mountain shower and in central Utah. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and warm in downtown Salt Lake City, 61 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, BYU will play in the first round of the NCAA tournament tomorrow. We will talk with KSL Sports BYU insider Mitch Harper on what we have to look forward to. That's next, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Here comes the summer, like a wave of change.
Soda Weight Loss wants to help you look amazing in your swimsuit and shorts, but you got to get started right now at SodaWeightLoss.com. No time? Try Soda's at-home program with all the support you need online.
I didn't realize how unhealthy I was. When you start losing the weight, even that first 5 pounds, this enormous amount of confidence starts to build in you. You start to realize, like, oh, this is possible for me.
That's Lauren, and she let go of 35 pounds with Soda. With their help, I let go of 34 pounds, and I've kept it off for more than 2 years. That's because Soda works. Soda helps you break food addictions and get healthy for the rest of your life. It's why they have more than 8,700 Google reviews and countless before and after pictures and videos of people loving their results. Let go of the weight and get started now at SodaWeightLoss.com.
Soda is, say it with me,
state of the art.
At JCW's, we think tipping might be getting a little out of hand. Like when you're asked to tip at the register before you've even been served. Or when you're at the yogurt shop and find yourself serving yourself. And don't even get us started on frosted tips making a comeback. That's why at JCW's, when you pay for a third pound ranch bacon cheeseburger, that's what you pay. And no one at the register is going to stare longingly at you while you awkwardly maneuver through the tip screen for food you don't even have yet. Honestly, we're just happy to see you at any of our 5 locations in Provo, South Jordan, Lehi, Harriman, and American Fork. So come on in and enjoy some quality time and great food with family and friends. And we promise, we won't be pushing you for a tip.
Hey, this is Chris with JCW's, and we just want to say thank you, and especially to our loyal customers. We want you to know that at JCW's, your business is all the tip we need. JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
See the high-flying dunks, show-stopping blocks, and crowd-silencing threes at Delta Center this season. With an action-packed schedule, it's easy to get to a Jazz game. Pick out an unmissable matchup. or just a tip-off time that works for you. It's time to put on your Jazz gear and head to the game. Come with a friend, a loved one, or as a group. See all available tickets and options at UtahJazz.com or call or text 801-355-DUNK.
For a limited time, open a 12-month certificate from Cypress Credit Union and get 5.25% APY. Learn more at any branch or visit cypresscu.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Neighbors are reacting to this morning's house explosion in American Fork. At the scene, I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the FBI is looking into how a man got onto a plane in Salt Lake City without a ticket. He was taken into police custody. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
Good to go. Up and down the I-15 corridor with normal KSL travel times between Ogden and Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries crash-free and really delay-free at this time. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Spring fever in full force again today, but changes for the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Life in Haiti spiraling further into violence with armed gangs in control of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Crime running rampant. Willem O'Neill is UN independent expert on the human rights situation in Haiti.
Sexual violence and rapes, the UN has stopped trying to even count because they know they can't keep up with the cases. Killings, torture, disappearances, kidnapping, you name it, it's on a scale that I have never seen before. I've been working on Haiti for many years now.
The U.S. working to evacuate Americans from that region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in the Middle East for negotiations on a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas, and also to talk about the future of Gaza.
He'll travel to Saudi Arabia and Egypt. He'll also make a quick stop in Israel. Blinken working to advance a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Negotiations on that underway in Qatar. In Tel Aviv, Blinken will tackle two contentious issues: Israel's plans to attack Rafah, where over a million Gazans are sheltering, and the need to boost aid with famine looming in northern Gaza. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The Fulton County judge overseeing the Georgia racketeering election case ruling that Donald Trump can appeal his decision that allowed DA Fani Willis to remain on the case if her former boyfriend and prosecutor stepped down. Following a two-day policy meeting, the Federal Reserve Board says it will leave interest rates unchanged for now, that it as it tries to lower inflation further. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says it comes after back-to-back rate hikes.
We've been in a period of rapidly rising interest rates to target inflation. The average 60-month new car loan is 7.9% today. That is up from 4% just 2 years ago. And you're probably really seeing this on your credit card statements, with APRs now averaging 20.8%. That is up from 16.3% just 2 years ago.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. BYU men's basketball team is in Omaha, ready to play in the first round of the NCAA tournament tomorrow. BYU insider Mitch Harper spoke with Dave and Dujanovic on all the excitement this morning.
BYU just wrapped up practice, and everyone pretty much accounted for on the BYU team. They look ready to go and get ready for their battle against Duquesne tomorrow.
Harper talked about their strengths and why he thinks they have a chance at the title.
You know, they're only one of two teams in this NCAA tournament that have nine players in their careers that have scored at least, you know, 20 points as a career high. So they've had a well-balanced team that can, you know, attack you with a lot of different players. So, and they lean into shooting the three. They, you know, that's the strength of this team. They're going to fire off at least 30 three-pointers in a game. And if they can hit at least 10 of them, they're going to be in a position to really defeat anyone in this tournament.
You can listen to the game on KSL News Radio tomorrow morning at 10:40 with pregame coverage starting at 9:05. You will not be able to stream it online, so be sure to tune in to 102.7 FM or 1160 AM to listen in. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
We have had some slower speeds southbound on State Street, especially approaching about 1900 and 2100 south, and then also some busy and slower traffic on 2100 south itself in both directions. And this is between 9th East and about 13th East. That's kind of normal because that's a high traffic area anyway. But for those who are hitting the downtown surface streets, no problems reported. Our freeways and main secondaries are quiet at this time. No accidents reported, and you have good speeds throughout. Lagoon is looking for ride maintenance technicians. Lagoon offers excellent mechanical training programs with amazing career opportunities. Ride maintenance technician position is full-time and year-round. Details, visit lagoonpark.com/jobs. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, it starts out perfect. 68 degrees today, sunny skies, 67 tomorrow, partly cloudy, but a chance for a shower in central Utah. 67, partly cloudy again for your Friday. We'll go 64 with a cold front Saturday day, bringing in rain. And Sunday, chance for showers, 51, colder, 49, mostly cloudy skies on Monday. Back at it with a couple of showers on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. We've reached 63 degrees. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Markets in positive territory at this hour after the Fed decided to keep interest rates at their current level. We'll take a look at your money news coming up next.
The Utah RV Palooza is back and packed with new and used RVs to fit every budget. March 21st through the 24th, come to the only free RV show in the area at the Mountain America Expo Center. Shop travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, motorhomes, truck campers, and more. You'll find monthly payments starting under $149 per month on approved credit for select new RVs, like a new 2024 GoPlay 19BH travel trailer. You'll also find huge savings on used motorhomes. We've got select 2023 and 2024 low mileage models from Thor and Jayco heavily discounted. The best deals don't last, so start shopping now at UtahRVPalooza.com and make sure to tour the full lineup of GoPlay travel trailers, one of the fastest growing RV brands in Utah. Get special financing options like zero payments until June OAC, as well as clearance pricing on all remaining new 2023s. And unlike other shows, free admission. Don't miss the Utah RV Palooza. 4 days only, Thursday, March 21st through Sunday, March 24th at the Mountain America Expo Center. See you there. Stock number L75171, based on 20% down, 8.99% APR for 180 months. Subject to prior sale. See dealer for details.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time, 1224. Spring is here, bringing with it seasonal allergies and itchy dry eyes.
Every year, right around springtime, the number of patients showing up to the University of Utah Health with swollen, itchy, and red eyes increases. UHealth says there are some things that you can do to keep that from being you. One tip is taking care of the area around your eyes, so taking off makeup, wearing sunglasses, or eye protection. Another tip is if you experience any irritation, use something cold or wet instead of rubbing your eyes. And here's a big one. The amount of pollen floating around is highest right around early evening, so if you can avoid being outside for too long at this time, you'll have less pollen exposure. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, the Biden administration has reached an agreement to provide Intel with up to $8.5 billion in funding and $11 billion in loans for computer chip plants in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon. This is all part of the CHIPS Act, meant to create incentives to create semiconductors in the U.S. JetBlue is dropping several cities, including Kansas and three others in South America. They're also ending flights that go between New Orleans and Salt Lake City. They've lost more than $2 billion since 2019. Pepsi is reigning supreme at Subway. The sandwich shop is ditching Coca-Cola products after working with Coke for the last 15 years. But Subway will continue to serve Frito-Lay's products up until 2030, which is a subsidiary of Coke. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by more than 100 points, more than 0.25%, sitting at 39,223. S&P is up by 11. The NASDAQ, it's up by 65 points. America's love for the French bulldog is as strong as ever. ABC Sherry Preston says the little dog that looks like a troll has been once again named the nation's most popular pooch.
They've got square heads, short noses, a compact body, and bat ears. Behold the beloved Frenchie. For the second year in a row, the American Kennel Club has named the French Bulldog the most favorite dog in America, and its popularity shows no signs of slowing down. The top five dog breeds after the Frenchie are the Lab, another perennial favorite, the Golden Retriever, the German Shepherd, and the Poodle.
And at the top of the least popular dog list was the Sloogie, which is sometimes called the Arabian Greyhound. We'll update your noontime drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
The Big Surprise in the Big 12.
Down Hall to Spencer Johnson for three. That's good!
B-Y-U.
I can speak for everybody in the program. We say that we're just blessed to even be in this tournament.
Love you, Cougs. Let's go.
Thursday, the Cougars face off against the Duquesne Dukes in round one of the NCAA tournament. Special extended pregame starts at 9 with tip-off at 10:40 on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then, a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Join KSL for a Friday night movie show special this Friday at the Jordan Commons Megaplex Theater in Sandy as Steve and Andy celebrate the opening of Ghostbusters and talk about other fun Megaplex announcements.
Boyd Matheson. Listening to Inside Sources is a little different from just reading the headlines because we're always going to get you into that think again moment. We have experts from around the country, across the world, and right here local to home that'll help us dive in and get past just the hype, the fluff, the fake fights, and the false choice so we can get into the news to help you connect the dots and make the news make sense.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Any slow spots, Ricky?
Not really delays on the freeways, but we do have a new accident. This is in Davis County. It's on the off-ramp from southbound I-15 at Layton Parkway in Layton. The vehicles, looks like there are 2 to 3 of them. They are over to the right shoulder. The UACPA supports certified public accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development. Find a CPA that works for you at uacpa.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for a high of 68 today. Sunny skies, absolutely perfect spring weather. Overnight, we'll go to 44, clear skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 67, with a slight chance for a shower in central Utah. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
63 degrees downtown, Ogden at 59, Provo a little bit cooler at 58. St. George at this hour, about as warm as us, 61 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Salt Lake City continues their battle against the housing crisis by securing one of the largest amounts of funding towards affordable living to date. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera reports.
The Redevelopment Agency of Salt Lake City and Housing Stability Division board meeting resulted in a record $17.7 million in funding.
Funds will go towards the construction and preservation of affordable housing developments within Salt Lake City.
That was Amanda Greenland with the RDA. Their goal, 1,549 residential units. The RDA says they'll range in size and price, most of them on the west side of the city. When I asked where they're at in the process and how soon they could start.
So we're expecting that actually some of the project will be able to start construction as early as this summer.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Utah's governor has officially signed the bills to help fund two new professional sports stadiums in Salt Lake City. The first raises the state's rental car tax and sets up taxes in a new district around the State Fair Park where they could end up building a new Major League Baseball stadium. The second bill would raise Salt Lake City's sales tax by 0.5%, which would help fund a new home for the Utah Jazz and a potential NHL franchise, though that tax still needs to be approved by the Salt Lake City Council. Meanwhile, the governor has until tomorrow to sign any remaining bills on his desk. The Sun Trap, described as an iconic Salt Lake City gay bar, has surrendered its liquor license.
The license will now be available at the next Alcoholic Beverage Services Commission meeting.
Michelle Schmidt from Utah's Department of Alcoholic Beverage Services says the Sun Trap would have to go through the application process all over again if they wanted to get it back. The Sun Trap owners could not be contacted for comment. Their phone line has been disconnected. A 305-foot statue could stand at the point of the mountain. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports on the Statue of Responsibility.
The statue, depicted as two hands gripping each other's arm, is looking for support in Utah. Spokesperson Lisa Price says the estimated cost to build the statue is $350 million, but they aren't asking for government money, rather private donations.
And down the road, we want everyone to be able to say, we help make this happen. At this particular time in history, when our world is so contentious,
Price says all those who make a nominal donation will be recognized at the statue, similar to how the Statue of Liberty was built with donations of at least 10 cents, and donors' names were printed in the newspaper. A 15-foot replica of the statue can be seen on the Utah Valley University campus. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Many TikTok users are wondering why U.S. lawmakers want to ban the Chinese-owned app. Retired FBI supervisor Carl Schmey tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic it comes down to national security.
What this boils down to is that this is the latest attempt by China to infiltrate and undermine American society.
Federal security advisors say it's entirely possible for China to send propaganda through TikTok, which encourages conspiracy theories and makes Americans fight with each other, thus undermining our democracy. KSL's top national stories. The legal ping pong continues over the Texas law that would allow state law enforcement to arrest people they believe are in the country illegally. A lower court of appeals panel put the stay back in place early today as those judges hear arguments for and against the law. More now from ABC's Maria Villarreal.
Border Patrol agents have trained and been on the job, you know, specifically enforcing immigration laws for years, if not decades in some cases. These people are seasoned veterans when it comes to not just what's happening on the ground, but obviously the complexities of all of this, right? When you're talking about somebody who is a sheriff's deputy, a constable, a TABC agent even. How are they going to be able to not just interpret SB4, but then implement it themselves?
There should potentially be a ruling, if not later today, then in the next few days. The latest hearing in the House impeachment inquiry is focusing on allegations that Joe Biden's family peddled their access to him while he was vice president.
House Oversight Chairman James Comer says his inquiry has been focused on the millions paid to the president's son and brother by overseas clients.
What did they do for the money?
Former Hunter Biden business associate Tony Bobulinski told the panel,
Joe Biden was the brand being sold by the Biden family.
But Democrats say Republicans haven't shown any illegality or any impeachable offense. Ranking member Jamie Raskin.
The good chairman and his ace MAGA detectives have finally jumped the shark.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
America's top diplomat is back in the Middle East to talk with Arab and Israeli leaders about the Gaza war. Antony Blinken's trip comes at a critical moment. Negotiations on a ceasefire and a hostage release deal have just begun after 2 months of no movement. In Tel Aviv, Blinken will tackle two contentious issues, Israel's plans to attack Rafah, where over a million Gazans are sheltering, and the need to boost aid as famine looms in northern Gaza. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
A couple of new problems out there. One is a crash in Draper, southbound I-15 just after 123rd South. Officers are blocking off two left lanes. And then a crash in Davis County, and this is southbound I-15 blocking the HOV lane at Parish Lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I like traffic on the 9s.
So I need to get the kids up earlier so that my son isn't driving quickly in a snowstorm.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s on KSL News Radio.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV of your dreams at best of your pricing. Is your next adventure in a Class A motorhome? Come check out our 33-foot Georgetown 33B3 right now and save over $57,000 off MSRP. Or maybe a luxury fifth wheel is more your style. Check out our Durango Gold 386 FLF right now for over $45,000 off MSRP. Want to bring all the toys? Check out our 30-foot Raptor Carbon Series toy hauler on sale now for under $37,000 with financing under $340 a month OAC. Ask about zero-down financing options as well. See details and more amazing deals on premium RVs at motorsportsland.com.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. And did you know that we get a bunch of service calls per year from people who didn't even hire us? That means they originally hired someone else to replace their siding, gutters, and windows. Then later, when a problem popped up, they tried to call their contractor back to fix it, only to find out that the contractor has ceased to exist. They're gone, done, out of business. At RGS Exteriors, we've been serving Utah for 70 years. As a fifth-generation-owned contractor, we've got customers who are the grandkids of our customers we had in the 1950s and 60s. We're not going anywhere. We will be here when you need us, period. For siding, gutters, and windows, now and forever, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit at rgsexteriors.com. That's 801-280-3110 or rgsexteriors.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, Salt Lake City has approved $17.7 million to tackle the affordable housing crisis. It's one of the largest amounts of funding towards affordable living to date. KSL News Time, 12:38. The Division of Wildlife Resources is investigating several recent incidents where wild animals were killed and left to waste. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The department recently discovered a cow elk and 18 geese found dead in Emery County. It's not far from the area in Utah County where four deer were found dead earlier this month. Law enforcement Captain Chad Betteridge says these hunters could be charged with a Class B felony.
To put it kind of in a perspective of if you're going out and driving drunk, that's a Class B misdemeanor too. So that's sort of how they're, it's pretty serious. as far as wildlife goes.
Both deer killings are thought to be done during their hunting season, meaning they may not have been poached. But leaving the animals to rot is a crime. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Breast cancer patients might soon have an innovative and minimally invasive new treatment option. The research will be presented in Salt Lake today. Dr. Yolanda Bryce of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center uses a technique to freeze and kill cancer cells.
With that probe, generates very cold temperature and creates an ice ball that encompasses the tumor and destroys the tumor cell.
The technique can be repeated if the cancer cells reappear. Other research will be presented on prostate cancer treatments. Buying a fixer-upper might seem like the solution to soaring home prices, but KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson warns it's not as easy as HDTV would have you think.
A lot of people are getting desperate, with home prices in Utah showing no sign of leveling off. Russell Fawcett with the Stern team told Dave and Dujanovic this morning, before jumping into a fixer-upper, people need to evaluate the cost and time of all the repairs. He says it always takes longer than expected. Sometimes the best home deals have the biggest problems.
A true foundation issue for me would be a deal breaker.
Fawcett also says roof replacements, water damage, and outdated electrical will really set you up for a money pit. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, you found a couple trouble spots?
Oh, yeah, and they are going to impact traffic. We have the HOV lane blocked southbound on I-15 in Davis County. This is at Parish Lane in Centerville. With that left lane closed, expect to see traffic starting to slow down in the area and back up. No major delays yet, but again, a lot of traffic trying to get around it. But it's Draper where I'm a little more concerned, because we have a crash with possible injuries. This is southbound I-15 just after 123rd South and just before Bangor Highway. They are blocking off two, maybe three, left lanes of travel here in Draper. This may be a crash with injuries, and right now we do have traffic backing up, so anticipate delays there. You can get by, but you have to stay in the two right lanes of travel. Need a perfect event venue? There's a place. This is the place, Heritage Park. Ideal for weddings, events, featuring 11 venues, beautiful grounds, affordability for any celebration. Call or visit thisistheplace.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another dose of vitamin D and mild temperatures. 68 the forecast high with sunny skies. Would not be surprised if someone hits 70 today. 44 overnight, goes to 67 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, but a chance for showers in central Utah. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's just a beautiful day, one of those afternoons when you should walk somewhere to get a bite to eat for lunch. Sunny, 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, a lot of back and forth over the enforcement of immigration laws in Texas. We'll speak with one of our national correspondents in Texas on the latest. That's coming up, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. It's going to take a long time for me to get tired of talking about Salt Lake City fat loss. That's because when you find something that works, you want to share the news with others. I'm coming to the end of 60 days on the plan. I've lost 25 pounds. Now, their plan jumpstarts your weight loss. It literally melts away your stored fat. For example, I've lost 4.5 inches off my waist. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn all that stored fat you are carrying around. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. I've lost 20 pounds in the first 60 days. Many of their clients lose up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
Do you ever go into a high-end hotel lobby and wonder why their cabinets are so gorgeous? So much of that has to do with custom craftsmanship and design. And that's what Euromax Authentic European Design offers you. The best in materials, ensuring your cabinets or drawers are waterproof. Beautiful door fronts that your friends have never seen. Lighting that accents all the grains in the wood, or it illuminates the floor where you walk. Euromax can design closets that would have left Robin Leach speechless. Tie racks and jewelry holders, pull-out hanging rods and shoe racks. Picture yourself with a closet worthy of Diana Ross's praise. This is the European way in design. Mike and Max have built the best in custom luxury furniture, and you can see what I'm talking about at EuromaxFurniture.com. That's EuromaxFurniture.com. Max brings his European roots, and Mike brings the American craftsmanship for a custom building experience that you've got to see. Visit their showroom in Pleasant Grove or go to EuromaxFurniture.com. Euromax, built for you.
Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan, and things are looking up. The sun is out and you should be too. Spring break is just around the corner, so book your stay, pack your bags, and come and play. We're kicking off spring break with the annual Original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. You'll be spread out over 160 acres of beautiful scenery while you pet all the baby animals like lambs, goats, piglets, bunnies, and chicks. March 28th through the 30th also features exotic animals. You can see baby bears from Yellowstone Bear World April 3rd through the 6th, which is also when Baby Animal Days combines with the annual Mountain Man Rendezvous. Watch demonstrations like flint and steel fire starting, bullet making and leatherworking, and scrimshaw. Wait, do you even know what that is? It doesn't matter. Come and see at the American West Heritage Center. Logan has so many great things to do. Come for spring break or anytime you need a break. Vacation in Logan. Just get in the car. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a house explosion in American Fork has killed one woman with minor injuries for another. Now, fire investigators are trying to figure out what happened with debris blown everywhere. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, Governor Spencer Cox has signed the MLB and NHL stadium bills. This comes as he now has just one day left to sign bills into law. Traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have a crash with possible injuries causing delays in Draper. It's southbound I-15 prior to Bangor Highway. Left lane's blocked there. And then an accident in Centerville, southbound I-15 at Parrish Lane, also blocking a left lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Spectacular springtime 60s for the next couple of days, then rain over the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
So nice, a lovely 63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Federal Reserve announcing interest rates will remain unchanged. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
We were expecting this to be the decision today, so the focus was really on what is the Fed going to do moving forward. Back in December, Fed policymakers were looking at three interest rate cuts at some point this year, and along with this decision today, it looks like that has not changed. The Fed's still expecting to cut interest rates three times this year.
The Fed's funds rate remains between 5.25% and 5.5%. The EPA announcing its most ambitious vehicle emission standards for new vehicles. The agency says those standards for model years 2027 to 2032 are expected to reduce emissions in the U.S. by over 7 billion metric tons through 2025. A third former Mississippi law enforcement officer has been sentenced to 17 and a half years for targeting and torturing two black men.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Court of Appeals is once again blocking Texas from enforcing its strict immigration law. That comes after the Supreme Court ruled yesterday allowing it to go forward. Joining me now live from Dallas is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, what is going on with this?
Well, the law was kind of in effect yesterday for a couple of hours, at least after the Supreme Court said, look, Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, you guys handle this. We're going to clear the way and get out of here. So they allowed it to go into effect. It's doubtful that anybody was arrested under SB4. Today, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, or at least a three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit, held a hearing, heard from the pros, the cons, the state of Texas, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and from the ACLU about Senate Bill 4. That, of course, would allow local police officers to arrest people they suspected of coming into the country illegally. What it really does is create a state misdemeanor for coming in illegally, and local police, sheriff's deputies have authority to arrest people under that law, not under the federal law that's been in place forever.
Is there any sign that this district court's going to actually let this go through?
Hard to say. I mean, in listening to the arguments closely today, and it was only an hour worth of arguments, the judges, again, it was a three-judge panel. One of the judges really said nothing at all. One member, who was an appointee of President George W. Bush, seemed skeptical of Texas' argument. The other, though, the third judge, was the Texas Solicitor General for some years. He was an appointee of Governor Greg Abbott here in Texas. Now he's on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. He seemed most sympathetic to Texas' case.
So what's been the reaction in Texas to these rulings?
Confusion, as everywhere else. You know, we saw a Gallup polling a few weeks ago that showed that Americans now consider immigration the top issue going into the presidential election. Here in Texas, a majority of voters support making it more difficult for migrants fleeing violence in their own home countries to seek asylum in this country. That goes for both Republicans and for Democrats here in Texas.
All right, Jim, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays continue to build due to a crash with possible injuries blocking traffic southbound I-15 in Draper. It's in between the exit ramps of 123rd and Bangor Highway. With that left lane blocked, you do have heavy delays passing 114th South. Our other hot spot is in Davis County. A crash also blocking a left lane of travel southbound I-15 at Parrish Lane in Centerville and also causing delays. Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package, including one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starting out with some flawless spring weather. 68 today, sunny skies. Tomorrow, a couple of more clouds, 67, again with a chance for a shower in central Utah. Friday, partly cloudy, 67. We go 64 with a chance for rain as a cold front plows through Saturday afternoon. Sunday, colder, 51. Chance for rain, mostly cloudy, 49 Monday. And into Tuesday, we go 50 degrees with another chance for showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Okay, sounds like Matt hasn't gotten my instructions to leave my Saturdays alone. Right now, sunny and 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow up by more than 250 points. That after the Federal Reserve decided to leave interest rates alone for now. We'll check, get a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.copac.us.
In the history of the world, nobody has ever said, "Yay, we need a new roof!" But when things aren't quite right up there, don't wait. Call IWC Roofing, the highest-rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC has been in business since 1997, and they offer the best value pricing in Utah, along with the best warranty in the business. They're one of the few Owens Corning Platinum Certified roofers in the entire state. They have their own installers. No subcontractors crawling around on your roof. And at IWC Roofing, they'll send you pictures from up on the roof to show that you're getting exactly what you paid for in most cases, they'll re-roof your home in one day. They'll clean up and pressure wash your driveway. IWC roofs more homes than any other company in Utah, so they can offer you a better price. And right now, an extra $1,500 off your new roof. Call IWC Roofing for a no-pressure quote, 801-232-5690. Call 801-232-5690 or go to IWCRoofingUtah.com.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcasts, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time, 12:55. The number of marriages in the U.S. has returned to pre-pandemic levels, with over 2 million marriages for the first time since 2019.
From 2021 to 2022, the national marriage rate rose significantly, reaching 6.2 marriages per 1,000 people in the nation, according to data from the CDC. Utah was in the top five states for highest marriage rates, with a rate of nearly 10 marriages per 1,000 people. While the marriage rate increased, the number and rate of divorces decreased in 2022. To only just over 2 divorces per 1,000 people, following the trend of decreasing divorces over the last 20 years. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, the national average credit score is falling for the first time in a decade. FICO says the new average score is 717. The report says Americans are struggling to pay their bills on time, and the savings that cushioned them is now gone. Caitlin Clark's record-breaking accomplishments have more people watching women's basketball. Bettors have also taken an interest, using some of their discretionary money in Clark and the Hawkeyes, the top seed in the Albany Regional 2 of the NCAA tournament. McDonald's opening a second location of their spin-off restaurant, Cause MC's. It's in Dallas, Texas. First location in Chicago saw massive success. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by nearly 300 points, 0.75%, sitting at 39,404. S&P up by 34, the NASDAQ up 155 points.
There are